Welcome back. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of the show. Thank you to all our listeners who've been connecting to us. My co-host, if you weren't listening or you were listening for these segments, is Peter Myerson from the law firm Cohn, Raznick, Myerson, and Plout.
It's great to be here, Jeff.
Great. You don't mean that because you came from the vineyard.
No, I do mean it. I'm sorry I'm not on the vineyard, but I mean, I still love being here with you.
The weather there is actually better today than here.
Well,
here it's going to be hot.
I was there last week in the middle of Jose, so you know, it could only go up.
All right. Well, yeah, that's right. It was worse where you were than when I was where I was on the Cape. Our next guest, a new entrepreneur to the show, Mike Dixon from Wellington Street Consulting. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Wellington Street Consulting.
So Wellington Street Consulting is an IT consulting company that focuses on Microsoft solutions, and we believe in helping other companies get their technology out of the way so that they can do the stuff that they need to do to get their work done.
How did you get into this?
How did I get into
this business?
Just IT?
No, well, not IT, but the
into Wellington Street.
Well, what's your history?
What's your history?
So
you said
I've been in IT consulting for over 20 years, and one of my teachers said early on when I was in school, he said, you know, resist the urge to settle quickly and just bounce around to a couple of different companies, try things out, see how things are. And I really took that to heart. So in the first 2 years that I was working, I worked over 13 different contracts through various agencies and the like. And I really enjoyed just kind of going in, doing some major kind of firefighting style, problem solving, and then getting out and moving on to the next crisis.
How did you get 13 clients right away out of the box?
Just through agencies.
You mean agencies that recruit clients for you?
No, like regular placement agencies. Oh. You know, the placement agencies of the world is where I got started, and then I moved up to doing IT consulting, where I could do work under a 1099 instead of a W-2.
Right.
And then also expanded from there, doing subcontracting and things of that nature.
How much competition is there in this space? I mean, it feels like there's a ton.
There is a ton of IT consultancies out there. One of the things that I do to differentiate Wellington Street Consulting is we actually focus purely on Office 365, which is a Microsoft suite of cloud solutions. And we're one of the only companies out there that is 100% dedicated just to Office 365.
What does Office 365 do?
So Office 365 is Microsoft's kind of umbrella term for all of its cloud-based services. and specifically, it's cloud-based services that are sold as turnkey. So they also have a whole other suite called Azure products. And Azure is a much closer competition to things like AWS and things of that nature, where you can build virtual servers, things like that. Office 365 is designed for more kind of turnkey solutions. You can go in there and you get a mailbox, you get a website, you get a communications platform that you can do conferences and meetings on, things of that nature.
So it's very broad.
Very broad, yes.
So how do you get clients?
I get a lot of clients through word of mouth. I'm very active on social medias, and I'm also very active in the SharePoint and Office 365 community. So SharePoint has a very large community out there, and that's one of the core, SharePoint is one of the core tenets of Office 365, and I regularly participate in things like SharePoint Saturdays and the Boston Area SharePoint Users Group. There's a Granite State SharePoint Users Group, and I go to those regularly. In the beginning, I went there just as an attendee. I've now gone to several of those and actually done presentations myself, and had a really good time.
Do you have staff?
Not at this time, no.
No, so you're doing all the projects. You're the project leader for everything. And so what type of companies tend to hire you?
I have a really broad gambit of clientele. Everything from, I have a handful of one-man shops that range in industries from insurance to energy consulting to, I've also done contracts for Fortune 500s. I've done government gigs. Pretty much you name it, and I've done something in that industry. We have had a lot of clients that fall in the healthcare industry, but I think that's really just more the nature of we're based in Waltham, and you know that's what's around. So
where do you want to take the business?
I would really like to take the business into more kind of data analytics, and also. Right now, we're doing a lot of work in collaboration, and I'm very interested in going even deeper in collaboration.
When you say collaboration, explain it for me.
I mean, yeah. So,
I mean, I am a dunce at IT, and
no, I understand, and it's such a broad term; it can mean absolutely anything. Yeah, yeah. So, I completely understand. It's a very valid question, and what we mean by collaboration is just. Improving the way and the closeness with which people can work together. Okay. So back in the day, if you wanted to work on a document with somebody, you would email them an attachment with that document. And then they would do some work on their part, you would do some work on your part, and then some poor bastard would have to compile all of those changes together and try to figure out all of the conflict. Nowadays, we're trying to move more towards, you know, you would send out a link and each person can actually work on the same exact document without ever having to do that compilation in the background. But now the latest and greatest is you can actually have two people working on the same document at the same exact time, and they can actually see each other while they're doing that. And we can now have an open chat frame right next to it. And this is all due to a combination of products that are available on Office 365.
So, I mean, for example, I use Dropbox.
Yep.
You know, to accomplish a lot of those.
Yeah.
Those issues. I don't know whether it has a chat box availability because I've never really had any need to.
Yeah.
You know, but so I give a guy or somebody, a client, a link. They make comments. You know, I take the document, I rehash it, and eventually we get to something that we want. So
I find Dropbox cumbersome.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't use it.
I mean, it's all a matter of what you're used to, you know, and where
that's
you're
true.
Coming from.
Well, we're old dogs.
For some people,
you're an older dog.
For some people, you know, one company's cumbersome is another company's like, my God, this is light years above what
well,
I'm used
I
to.
I understand
you
that.
Know?
Yeah.
No, but I had asked the question about what's collaboration. And we were kind of getting to that
right.
through
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Dialogue. Yeah.
And Dropbox is absolutely a form of that collaboration. And it's one of the relatively new instances that's taken on.
And Office 365, did I say it right?
Yes.
Office 365 expands that?
It does. So one of the things that Dropbox does, Dropbox recently had a partnership with Microsoft to utilize some of their online apps. So what that enables them to do is when you're sharing your Dropbox documents, say you were sharing a Word document, you can now share a Word document via Dropbox with somebody who doesn't have Word installed on their machine, but Dropbox will enable them to still edit that in the web version of Word.
So again, greater collaboration.
Greater collaboration.
Very interesting, Mike. And congratulations on the business. If somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
Yeah, so they can find me at boston0365.com.
Good name for web optimization.
Thank you very much. I like that.
Say it again.
Boston0365.com.
Great. Thanks for being on the air. And when you come up with some new trends, come back again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love that.
I would love that.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been talking to Mike Dixon of Wellington Street Consulting with Peter Meyerson of Dropbox. I mean, of Cohn, Resnick, Meyerson, and Plout.
Oh, Dropbox is fine.
No, it's not. It's 365 cloud technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love the one you're with. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.